had we gone to Europe, Elvis would have been alive at least another 10 to 20 years.
And Elvis said, I want to tour everywhere, Japan, Europe, Australia. He kept saying, man, there's a whole world out there, Colonel. Can't do it. Can't handle security. Can't do it.
Which the biggest bunch of
that's ridiculous.
A bull.
The colonel wouldn't do one because he couldn't get a passport because he was an illegal alien.
The first suspicion of that was in Germany when he was in the army. The colonel would send messengers over there with these contracts and these things to do, but he would never come. I think I told him once that there's something strange here.
Colonel was not who he was. His name was Andreas Wilhelmus von Kick.
Elvis didn't know. He couldn't have known either that the colonel couldn't travel overseas.
That's the one piece of information that I can recall now that I did not know. Because, see, Colonel served in the Army for the United States.
Listen, I went to Breda, Holland, Colonel's hometown, went to his house, and I met his sister. And she walked into the room, and honest, it looked like Tom Parker. And I called him on the phone. I said, Colonel, I said, why didn't you tell me you were Andreas von Kick? He said, you never asked me. That was his answer. And it was just almost total shock because he was not. See, we tracked his Army records. He jumped ship twice. He came from Holland the first time, and he got shipped back out again. Then he came back again and jumped ship again and joined the Army. And we tracked his records all the way back to World War I, and we could not go any further. They had been destroyed. And he took the name Tom Parker from a guy that had a pony circus. And that's how he got the name, Tom Parker. But his name was Andreas von Kick.